This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I was growing up, I'm getting a little nostalgic because I found an old picture of myself. And, you know, starting to have hot flashes. I'm like, oh my gosh, now I start to miss the olden days. And one of my favorite things about the olden days was Ernie and Bert and the Rubber Ducky song. Remember? Rubber Ducky, you're the one. Rubber Ducky, you're so much fun. All right, sorry I don't have the clip. Maybe we'll find the Rubber Ducky clip. I don't know. But anyway, Rubber Duckies, I think, were the coolest things out there. All right, doing a bubble bath with a Rubber Ducky meant I was in the same league as Ernie. I was with Ernie. And that means if Ernie ever wanted to come to my house, he would play Rubber Ducky in my bath with me. Remember, I was really, really little. Okay, now I'm like, yeah, that'd be strange to take a bath with a puppet and an inanimate fowl or animal in the tub. So, yeah, that'd be weird. But when you're a little girl, you're like, oh, my gosh, rubber duckies. Well, now we're being told that rubber duckies will harbor very nasty, potentially pathogenic bacteria. Swiss and American researchers counted the microbes swimming inside the rubber ducky and say the murky liquid that is released when the duckies are squeezed contain potentially pathogenic bacteria in 4 out of 5 choice settings. What type of bacteria are we looking at? Legionella and Pseudomonas aeruginosa. These bacteria have been often implicated in hospital-acquired infections. Now, the study by the Swiss Federal Institute of Aquatic Science and Technology, ETH Zurich, and the University of Illinois was published Tuesday in the journal Biofilms and Microbiomes. If you ever need a real good read or are sick of reading the Inquirer or Star magazine, then the journal Biofilms and Microbiomes may be right up your alley. They say this is one of the first in-depth scientific explanations of its kind. So, not only did they find the bacteria, but they found it in very high volume, up to 75 million cells per square centimeter. And the variety of bacteria and fungus in the ducks could be very pathogenic, meaning make you sick. And some bacteria will help strengthen your kid's immune system. We do not want our kids getting exposed to Pseudomonas or Legionella, etc. So the scientist who received funding from the Swiss government as part of broader research into household objects says using higher quality polymers to make the rubber duckies could prevent bacterial or fungal growth. Isn't stainless steel a material that bugs won't grow on and bacteria won't grow on? Make a stainless steel rubber ducky. Yeah, I don't think it'll float. Now, the Swiss government is not making any recommendations at this stage. I think it was the Swiss who decided to put holes in the rubber ducky. Yeah, see, before, it just would be air-filled, but I guess there's like, you know, the rubber duckies have to make a squeaking sound. So in order to make a squeaking sound, you need air resistance. So there's a little hole on the ventral or bottom side of the rubber ducky, so air can get in. So then when you go squeak, squeak, then the rubber ducky can make that sound. Unfortunately, if the rubber ducky is in the water, it's going to sit in the water. And some bacteria really like water. Again, you don't want stasis. One of the reasons why, you know, somebody asked, they're like, I don't understand this. We're surrounded by bacteria. When does it start to have an infection versus not? Well, it's opportunity and stasis. Stasis is where there's not movement. If bacteria have a place to set up shop and nothing's going to move it away or cause it to, you know, have to uproot, it has a chance to propagate and spread. You know, it's very, very interesting. I talked to you guys about sinus infections. And with sinus infections, one mistake a lot of people make is they'll take an anti-allergy medication because their nose will be running and they can't get a decongestant because, you know, they're harder to get these days after Breaking Bad and, you know, meth addicts, you know, using it to make meth or whatever. So some people will take what they have nearby. They'll take a Claritin or a Benadryl. Well, these antihistamines will help dry you up. Unfortunately, if you don't have your nose running, the bacteria will set up shop. So you almost need to have a runny nose or the need to blow your nose to help get some of this bacteria out. And so you will increase your chance of a sinus infection taking an antihistamine. Now, we did talk about a few days ago how there may be a second wave of the flu coming with influenza B and how allergy season may be a vulnerable time for many people when it comes to the flu or getting an infection. Because with allergy season, even though your nose is running, and you would think, okay, well, if my nose is running, nothing's going to set up shop. Unfortunately, you are a little more vulnerable because your immune system has to fight the allergies. If your immune system is fighting the allergies, then you don't get to, have all your troops ready for when something really bad comes. Not that an allergen couldn't be really bad. It can be. But we're talking about, you know, a pathogen like, you know, a virus or fungi or bacteria. Oh, fungal sinus infections are bad. You don't want those. So going back to rubber duckies. Rubber duckies are apparently on Amazon.com in their top 10 sellers. Kids put their mouth on the rubber ducky. They're cute. They make a squeaking sound. They make bath time fun. You know, kids weren't as scared of the water in the olden days because bath time was so much fun. You had bubble bath. You had Mr. Bubble. It would smell good. You know, so, and you know, kids, they like being naked. Kids don't like clothes. If you ever, you know, really interview a kid, they love to run around without, you know, clothes are stifling. It just doesn't make sense. They're like animals. And you have to teach them, no, you got to wear clothes. You got to, you know, my kids would always take off their diaper. They hated being in a diaper. They were like, why is everything compressed? Okay, why can't it be just out there? And I was like, oh, hell no, no. We're not going to have a family where everybody's running around naked. It's not going to happen. Okay, get dressed. I already have cats and dogs that lick themselves. Okay, we are trying to have a rated G family. Can everybody just keep their clothes on, please? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Manny who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And my co-hosts today are Spider Boo and Shaky Boo. Two of my kitty cats are in the house. They're in the studio, but they're not really helping me out. In fact, they said they do not want to go on air. All they want to do is eat and go potty in the potty box. And we do have a potty box in the studio. Not sure who's going to clean it out, but it's there. All right. Yeah. No, I'll clean it. I clean my own cat's potty. I would never make anybody else do that. Because I don't know if you've seen that. It's some real bad potty. Anyway, drug prices are increasing at 10 times the rate of inflation. 10 times. This is according to a study. They found that prices for the most popular brand name drugs have increased nearly 10 times the cost of inflation over the last 5 years. Nearly one-third of the 20 most prescribed drugs for American seniors saw more than a 100% price increase between the years 2012 and 2017. The largest increase was seen with chest pain medication called Nitrostat, Nitrostat increased 477% from 20 cents per pill to $1.14 per pill. Now, we're being told by Daily Mail that Democratic lawmakers have been pushing for a policy that would allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices, which they say would save the government billions of dollars. They say Republicans oppose the policy, and Trump has indicated that one of his administration's main goals is bringing drug prices down. Soaring pharmaceutical drug prices remain a critical concern for patients and policymakers alike. So having Medicare negotiate prices, I don't think, is the way to go. We need to understand why these prices are going up. Okay? Let me tell you the report, and then I'll tell you what the scoop is. I always have commentary. Over the last decade, these significant price increases have emerged as a dominant driver of U.S. healthcare costs. This is a trend experts anticipate will continue at a rapid pace. The report examined the cost of 20 most prescribed drugs under Medicare Part D between 2012 and 2017 and found the drugs increased 12% on average each year. There were 48 million fewer prescriptions written for those top 20 drugs during the five-year period, but revenue from the prescriptions increased by more than $8.5 billion. Now, you guys see that? They're not really highlighting that. But 48 million fewer prescriptions were written for those top 20 drugs. Don't you think that's one of the reasons why prices went up? Six of the 20 drugs in the report had price increases of over 100% in the five-year period, 12 of the 20 had 50% increases. The bottom of the list was the shingles drug Zostavax. That increased by 31% over the last 5 years. And this report is called Manufactured Crisis: How Devastating Drug Price Increases Are Harming America's Seniors. It's true. Something has to be done. But I think we've got to be really, really careful having Medicare involved. Now, this is being led by Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat of Missouri, the highest-ranking Democrat in the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. She's been looking into the rising drug prices for several years. Can you imagine if you went to an auto dealership and last year's exact model was being sold at a 20% markup, and then you went back the next year and it had happened again? Can I just say the prices have gone up since 2012? What was the law of the land in 2012? Affordable Care Act? Okay. You guys did this to yourselves. Whoever voted to keep Obama in 2012, you did this to yourselves. Sorry. So a group representing the top pharmaceutical companies, Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturing of America, was quick to criticize the report. They said this is yet another misleading report that ignores the robust negotiation that occurs between Medicare Part D plans, middlemen, and biopharmaceutical companies. That's what a pharma spokeswoman, Juliet Johnson, told CNN. They say negotiated rebates can reduce list prices by as much as 30 to 70% for medicines used to treat diabetes, high cholesterol, and chronic respiratory illnesses. Half of the 20 brand medicines in this report are used to treat these chronic conditions. They agree more can be done to make Part D more affordable and predictable for seniors. One way to do that is to ensure seniors benefit from the significant negotiated savings when they pick up their medicine at the pharmacy. By law, Medicare is not able to directly negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. Democrats have been trying to change that. So, we have got to bring down drug prices. I think that's a bipartisan effort. Having the government get involved is just one step closer to socialized medicine. I get very, very nervous. Very nervous. But, you know, now that I'm middle-aged, I'm starting to notice that certain medications, it's ridiculous. One of the medications that I have to now take, as my doctor is starting to increase my estrogen, because, yep, I'm getting to that age where the hormones are dropping, $40 a month. That's the one prescription, and that's generic. $40 a month with my insurance. Cash price is $100-something per month. Now, that's just one prescription. I cannot imagine what the average senior has to do on their limited Social Security money income to pay for multiple medications. Right? Many seniors have diabetes. And a lot of diabetics are on one or two drugs. Many diabetics are on a cholesterol medication. Some of them have blood pressure medication. Some may also have gout. Some may have asthma or COPD and need those inhalers. Some may need something to help them sleep. Some may need an antidepressant. Some may need something for their stomach acid. I mean, it is not that uncommon for the average senior to be on close to 10 medications a month. Now, not all medications are $40 a month, but spending $100 a month is too much. We're on a lot of medications. Now, notice I didn't say too many medications. Okay, we're living longer. I'm seeing people in their 90s run around. And if the medication is helping them do that, then so be it. Okay, I don't want people to get esophageal cancer. So yeah, take the proton pump inhibitor. I don't want to see people die of a GI bleed. So yeah, take the acid suppressant. I don't want people driving around sleep deprived. So, you know, take a medication to help you sleep. I don't want you getting the heart attack. So take a cholesterol medication, a diabetes medication. One of my in-laws, distant in-laws, had a heart attack while he was driving in Baltimore and killed another driver. We don't want heart attacks happening. A heart attack can affect other people, innocent people. We don't want dementia. We don't want Alzheimer's. It costs us more money. So if somebody needs the medications, we want them to have it. All right, so let's go all generics. Generics are cheap. Let's have everybody on generic medications. Okay, well, that's great. There are generics out there. But if we don't have a pipeline of new drugs coming out, like Nitrostat, like Atacan and Benicar and Crestor and all these other things that, you know, now that there's, you know, going generic, if we don't have the initial drive or incentive for a pharmaceutical company to make the drug, they're not going to make the drug. It is getting very expensive to make a drug. It's getting very expensive to market a drug. You know, I don't know if you watch some of these commercials, but medication commercials used to be shorter. Now, there's all these laws saying they have to go through every single side effect. So a 30-second spot is now turning into a minute, where they basically have to advertise against themselves. Well, who do you think is going to pay for that extra time on air or on screen? It's going to be you and I. When a pharmaceutical goes generic, and some people do require the brand name, where is the money coming from? Where is the pharmaceutical company going to get their money for the next drug? Once a drug goes generic and their revenues drop. So, can drug companies charge less for their medicine? Absolutely. They do it in other countries. There's ways to do this. But there has to be some incentive for a pharmaceutical company, or as you see, we're not having a lot of people step up to the plate. Look at what happened with Ebola. We did not have a medication to treat Ebola. Even though Ebola has been around since the 40s, there was no medication to treat it because a pharmaceutical company would, how do you invest millions and millions of dollars in something that you're not going to get back? All of a sudden, we fear that it's going to come on American soil, and there was a race to make ZMapp, and they made it. And then apparently we ran out in America, and I don't understand how we ran out because we only had one case. It made no sense to me, but that's neither here nor there. Got stockpiled somewhere. But so one company made a lot of money, but you didn't see a lot of people jumping up to the plate, stepping up to the plate on that one. It's very scary. It's very expensive to develop a drug. And we have government-run research facilities, but they're studying cow farts and doing all sorts of other stupid studies. I'd like to see more on autism and cancer and, you know, I'd like to see a hell of a lot more of other research, but we just can't rely on the government. So having the government negotiate prices down, yeah, that's nice, but that's only going to be a temporary fix. Somebody's going to pay. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I learned all the organs. I learned all the body parts in medical school. I teach medical students, and all of a sudden now we are being told that we have a new organ, that they have discovered a new organ. Now, it was always there. We didn't call it an organ. In medical school, I didn't question going, guys, should we maybe call this an organ? No, and you know, nobody would listen to me. I brought up a bunch of stuff in medical school going, maybe this is how it is, or maybe. I predicted that hormone replacement therapy could be linked to heart attacks back in the 90s. Nobody listened to me. All of a sudden, it comes out of the Women's Health Initiative like, oh yeah, hormone replacement therapy could be linked to heart disease. I'm like, excuse me, I said that. Doesn't anybody listen to me? No. So I guess scientists have discovered a new organ by chance. It's called the interstitium. Now, we've known about the interstitium. That's something that the medical students have learned about for years. But it's kind of the shock-absorbing tissue underneath the skin, gut, and blood vessels. And researchers think that the layers of the body that they used to think was just like a wall, right, maybe some dense connective tissue walls, isn't a wall, but actually a highway of interconnected compartments filled with fluid. Now, I thought that because fluid would go into the interstitium and then you would have certain electrolyte abnormalities and certain issues. So this was nothing new to those of us in medicine, but we are too busy to sit there and go, hey, guys, let's call it an organ. And I don't even think we have that power. I think I'm pretty powerful being a medical doctor. I don't have the power to call something an organ. You know, look at how doctors are fighting over the G-spot. Okay. Nobody believes anybody that it exists. And I, you know, and if somebody says, yeah, everybody, this is it. No one's going to listen to them. Even if it's Dr. Oz, no one's going to listen to them. So anyway, back to this new organ. All right. According to the team co-led by New York University School of Medicine, the interstitium is an organ is in its own right and one of the largest in the body. What do you guys think the largest organ in the body is? No, stop it. This is a family show. What's the largest organ in the body? Come on. Right. Yeah, see, the skin. Exactly. It's an organ. So look at you. You're so smart. So now they're saying this interstitium could be even bigger than the skin. And by the way, now it makes number 80, the body's 80th organ. So if anybody's playing Trivial Pursuit, they go, how many organs are in the body? The answer is now 80. So it's supported by a mesh of strong and flexible connective tissue proteins, and the interstitium protects the organs, muscles, and vessels that keep our bodies alive by absorbing the bumps and the shocks. The scientists behind the research hope that this discovery will help determine why cancer that affects this area of the body becomes more likely to metastasize. We don't like these superhighways in the body. Because the superhighways allow a super smart cancer cell to hop in and just float, find a way to another part of the body in super speed. Now, this fluid in the interstitium has to drain into the lymphatic system, and then the lymphatic system drains into the blood system. So that could play a role in the immune system as well. And this open fluid-filled highway will allow, you know, cancer cells to even get into this. There's like a lattice of collagen bundles they could get into and hide. And then they could hop onto the highway. Do you guys remember the Nemo movie? Remember Nemo? There was the IAEC? I don't know. It was the Inter-Australian Current, so probably the IAC. Yeah, something like that. So the cancer cells will hang out with turtles, sea turtles, right? Simon and Finn, noggin, dude. And then they'll hop into the highway. So how did they figure this out? Well, they say the team says that the spaces that make up the interstitium were missed because scientists have relied on fixed tissue on microscope slides to study anatomy. So the process of preparing tissue for examination involves draining away the fluid, dyeing it, making the mesh work flattened like a pancake. So if you have a superhighway, you're not going to see that on a microscope. So study co-authors David Carlock and Petros Benias set about investigating the tissue that lines the digestive tract, lung, and urinary systems, and the surrounding arteries and veins after they saw a mysterious web of interconnected cavities. Why? They were looking at a cancer patient's bile duct in 2015 at Beth Israel Medical Center. When they attempted to investigate the apparent cavities using this biopsy slide, they found that the pattern had disappeared. So they're like, whoa, when you dry it up, something's not right. So they worked with Rebecca Wells of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, and they use a technology called probe-based confocal laser endomicroscopy. By the way, ladies, if you're ever looking for somebody sexy to date somebody who's a probe-based confocal laser endomicroscopist. I bet he's awesome. So the probe, fitted with a camera and laser, was sent down the throat to illuminate the organs. Sensors then analyzed the resulting fluorescent patterns, offering a picture of living human tissue. Researchers then collected the tissue from 12 cancer patients as they removed the pancreas and the bile duct as part of the study. And then what they found was the fixation would possibly hide what this organ is. And now that we understand that this is a very, very integral component surrounding these organs, we could maybe try to attack cancer and metastasis of cancer a different way. Maybe stopping the transport into the interstitium. I don't know. This is some pretty interesting stuff. You know? So a good friend of mine was diagnosed with sarcoma. And sarcoma is a cancer that can be very, very nasty. And usually when it's found, it's farther advanced. Just like ovarian cancer, etc. And he's handling it well. He's a real tough cookie. And, you know, they got the primary out. And you worry that some of these cells could metastasize or could be in another part of the body. And one decide to grow in ideal conditions, and another cell that's in another part of the body hasn't found its right conditions yet. And so my friend is, even though he feels good, you know, there's that weight over their head that I got cancer. And it could still be there somewhere. It's a very, very scary thought. A lot of you guys have had that. I mean, you, me too. Having had a couple cancer scares, it stinks. It stinks to think that at any time, something can decide to grow. And you could go crazy thinking like that. You know, we always talk about living, you know, for the day and, you know, making, you know, assuming each day could be your last. Nobody likes to think like that. Nobody likes to talk like that. But the truth of the matter is being a doctor, I could tell you that ignorance is bliss. If you think you're healthy, it's nice. You have no idea something's going on. And the average cancer patient has no idea until obviously they get diagnosed. You know, not everybody gets that sixth sense like there's something going on there. You know, I do get these weird sixth sense and it kind of scares me. It really scares me because I'm right a lot of the time. Don't like that. I don't like that at all. But your approach, whether you have cancer or you don't, is one, okay, know that anything can happen at any time. You could be given a cancer diagnosis, you could be get hit by a bus, you could whatever, all right? And don't let this get you down. Don't let that be a negative, all right? What's a negative when you get cancer or there's an accident or something is there were things you never did. You always put off. That's one of the things that really, really affects people. You know, one thing I've always been envious of is seeing people who are on their deathbed going, I'm ready to go. I did everything I wanted to. I was loved. I loved. I'm, you know, have great kids and grandkids. I'm ready. And that's a fear that I have. And I think that's a fear a lot of people have. Well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. So what we need to do, whether we are battling cancer or not battling cancer, is look at our lives and see if, you know, rather than, okay, well, you know, I need to prepare for 20 years from now or 30 years from now or 40 years from now. Okay, rather than doing that, I'm not saying spend your life savings, but make sure you're enjoying each day ethically. Be good people. Alright? And then if God forbid things do happen and you have to fight them, you're ready. You're a little more prepared. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of, I think, the most talented musical artists of our time was Prince. Prince was very gifted. People underestimated his artistic brilliance and his talent. And, yes, he was eccentric and, you know, there were a lot of rumors that, you know, working with him might have been difficult, you know, as he would come late, etc. But some artists are like that, and they may have certain psychological makeups that we may find odd, but their artistic talent comes through, and then we're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's why. Just like Mozart. Mozart had some very interesting quirks about him, but he was brilliant. Well, when he passed away, and we knew of an overdose of fentanyl, we were shocked. We didn't realize he was in that much pain. Well, today we're shocked again, as we get a little bit more detailed picture of his death, as a toxicology reports that he had a, quote, exceedingly high concentration of fentanyl in his body when he died. This is, of course, the Associated Press who obtained the report and being reported by CNN. Fentanyl is the most powerful opioid in medicine and is prescribed by doctors. I mean, one of the most powerful prescribed opioids. And we use it to relieve pain from cancer or severe recalcitrant pain. It can be made illicitly and has been blamed for a spike in overdose deaths in the United States. Fentanyl is 25 to 50 times more potent than heroin and 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. That's according to the DEA. The DEA has said approximately 2 milligrams is a lethal dose for most non-opioid-dependent individuals. Now, Prince, whose full name was Prince Rogers Nelson, died at age 21. I'm sorry, died at age 57 on April 21st. He was found unresponsive in an elevator at Paisley Park. That's his home and recording studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota. Since his death, information has emerged about, you know, his use of prescription drugs, etc. And we figured that he had an accidental overdose of fentanyl. We are not being told how much, per se, he might have taken, but in his blood, the report of concentration in his blood was 67.8 micrograms per liter. Fatalities have been documented in people with blood levels ranging from 3 to 58 micrograms per liter. So his blood level being up at 67.8 is very high. The report also says that the level of fentanyl in his liver was 450 micrograms per kilogram and notes that liver concentrations greater than 69 seem to represent overdose or fatal toxicity cases. So what was going on? Well, you know, he did have various other pill containers in his home. You know, there were other medications that he used. There was a lot of discussion that he had a recent accident and pain and, you know, maybe some other conditions. And unfortunately, we don't know. We do know that days before his death, a rehab specialist was summoned, and the son of the rehab specialist was summoned to the house. He was actually there at the time of his death. I don't know how nobody realized that he was stuck in an elevator. I mean, you would think the host of the house, or, you know, somebody, especially as big as Prince, you would be like, all right, well, where is he? You know, you would think somebody would, you know, maybe they thought he went to the bathroom. And from what we understand, he was in the elevator for some time. And there might have been a party going on at the time. We don't know. There's a lot of, we didn't really get a lot of details on that. But having that much fentanyl, it makes you think that he had been suffering from some sort of pain or narcotic issue for a while and had over-medicated. I mean, obviously, he didn't mean to kill himself on it. And sometimes when you're euphoric and you're a little bit out of it, but you still feel pain, you go and take more. And then you take a little more, and then you take a little more. So it's devastating. You know, we lost an amazing artist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, were you know University Hospitals and their fertility clinic failure issue? We're being told now that it looks like it affected more patients than thought. More than 3 weeks after a tank failure at a fertility center in Cleveland, University Hospitals Fertility Center is now saying 4,000 frozen eggs and embryos were lost, twice the number that was reported a couple weeks ago. Nearly 1,000 patients at University Hospitals Fertility Center are being sent letters apologizing, once again, and acknowledging some of the reasons for why the storage tank failed. The hospital is blaming human error for the loss of those frozen eggs and embryos, some of which had been stored for decades. NBC News has uncovered a history of malfunctions in other tanks from the same manufacturer. This is crushing news for any affected patient who might have, let's say, had to have their ovaries removed or their testicles removed due to cancer. Eggs and embryos were made and created so that when they were ready to have a family, they could. And now they can't. In a draft letter detailed NBC News, University Hospitals Fertility Center said the remote alarm system on the tank, which should have been alerted an employee to temperature swings, was shut off. The center does not know how it was turned off, but it was off. So, it's devastating. And, yes, we do see couples are suing. There's already 16 other sets of plaintiffs. And apparently there's been a history of malfunctions. An NBC News investigation has found the manufacturer of this storage tank, Custom Biogenic Systems, has a history of previous malfunctions dating back almost 15 years. Apparently in 2003, Rachel Southwood's husband, Andrew, had sperm frozen in the UK because he was diagnosed with cancer. The England couple had one child and hoped that they would have another. So he gave a sample, and they thought that later they could have more children. But less than a year later, the freezer storing his sperm malfunctioned, so the sperm was no longer viable. And then he eventually did die from cancer. So, you know, we need to get our acts together. Not only human error, but also, you know, also the machinery we're using. And unfortunately, sometimes we buy things and we don't know their history. And I know there's been a lot of suggestions that we have transparency. You know, like, for example, doctors and their previous lawsuits. That makes sense. You know, you want to know if your doctor has made mistakes. The only problem is we have to be very, very careful with what we're reporting because it could be interpreted wrong. You have a lot of lawsuits where the doctor was innocent, but they had to settle or they, you know, had to unfortunately take it in the pants because they didn't have a good enough lawyer. Like, you know, I keep bringing up this case where this guy cheats on his wife in a menage a trois, dies, and the wife sues a cardiologist and wins. And that cardiologist now has on a permanent record that he's to blame for somebody dying while they're having sex. Some people will say, yeah, he should. Well, he should have checked his heart. Well, he did. He did check his heart, and he did have him set up for testing. The guy just ended up dying before he came in for his test. So lawsuits sometimes go the way of the art of law. Does it mean that person's a bad doctor? No. Most doctors get sued. I've never been sued, but it could still happen. Somebody could say that I don't know, didn't refer them in time to something or whatever. How I look at it is if a doctor properly diagnoses or has a hunch, makes the referral, is right, they don't have to be rewarded. But they shouldn't be sued if somebody ends up having a bad outcome. It's not the doctor's fault you have cancer or a bad heart. But apparently, there's lawyers out there and they want to find where the money is. And they do find where the money is. And it's frustrating for those of us in the medical field because now, if you have the remote possibility of having something wrong with you, you're going to get the full workup. And for some people, they love that, but that's why we're in the Obamacare era that we are. We've run so many tests, we've done so much backtracking and whatever, because we don't want to get in trouble if nature takes its course on you. It's sad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.